I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. What started as gentle rainfall on Friday in northern Afghanistan suddenly turned to flash floods that killed at least 300 people. Many survivors in the mountainous region lost their homes and livelihoods and desperately need aid. Dee Dee with Global Catalytic Ministry says,
the challenge is with the Taliban regime, they're not coming and bringing resources and rescue. And actually, it's a really challenging area for reaching, period.
Afghan Christians in connection with GCM are mobilizing with relief supplies. Although believers in Afghanistan have to be careful sharing their faith, they can still live out the gospel.
A huge part is just literally being the hands and feet of Jesus and creating relational equity through bringing care and assistance to this.
Pray Afghan families know the comfort of Christ. And how many single moms do you know? In the nation of South Africa, many women face this challenging but beautiful calling. South Africa has high rates of crime, incarceration, and fatherlessness. A Ministry of Christian World Outreach called Single Moms Raising Sons seeks to serve families who live in those contexts. Greg Yoder with CWO.
We're working with single moms, helping them know who they are in their faith, you know, their identity with Christ, so that they can deal with being single moms and raising sons, because they're not men. And there's just a difference there with fathers, you know, relating to their sons and mothers relating to their sons.
Mothers gather for Bible studies. Their sons get to go to camps up to 2 times a year where they're mentored and discipled. Pray for the staff who are being stretched thin right now in this ministry that they love. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.